The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, where we don't just change moments in time, but we transform lives. Our host is Union Rescue Mission President and CEO, the Reverend Andy Bales. Andy's special guest this evening is Kathy Ward. She is Union Rescue Mission's Director of Philanthropy. Welcome.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello, Andy. Hello, Kitty.
So good to have you not only on our show, but on our team.
Yes.
We've been friends forever.
Yes, years.
That's the best thing about it. But I guess I'm going to do things in reverse. I want you to tell everybody what you're up to now and how they can connect with you through your professional email and things so
absolutely.
That they can get hooked up and connected with Union Rescue Mission and all that's going on and perhaps become donors of yours.
Perfect.
So what do you do now?
So I am just absolutely delighted to share with everyone that I am part of Union Rescue Mission's team, as Kitty said, as Director of Philanthropy.
Woo-hoo.
And what that means is I'm basically connecting with and engaging with our donors, those that make our work possible.
Mm.
So those that have the compassion and the love and the kindness and the generosity in their hearts to share and give in support of this great work in this ministry in helping us to be of service to men, women, and children on Skid Row who are experiencing homelessness, who are coming out of homelessness. People are changing their lives, and it's because of our donors, our current donors who are giving, new donors who come into our family, and those of you that are thinking about giving and supporting, it's because of you that we can do the work that we do. And so that's why I am just honored to be part of this team. I love people. I love this work.
Mm-hmm.
And I love helping people to facilitate their philanthropy. So giving them an opportunity to be of service by way of giving.
Amen.
So how do they connect with you? Through your email?
Yes, absolutely. Connect with me through email at kward@urm.org. That is K-W-A-R as in Randy, D as in David, at urm.org. And you can also reach me by phone at 213-216-6908 anytime. That's my cell. And then just go to our website, urm.org, and, you know, click on giving, and you can learn more about what we're doing, how we are able to support and do this great work. It's all because of you.
Amen.
Wow. So you have a real personal interest in this. Can you tell your journey as far back as you are comfortable telling your journey to Union Rescue Mission's doorway?
Absolutely. So first of all, I'm the daughter of a pastor. I've been in ministry just about, you know, all of my life. I've actually been doing some kind of fundraising all of my life because my father was a pastor, a very young pastor,
yes.
He and my mother. And so, I learned to, you know, just ask people to support ministry at a young age. And then even in college, I was one of the students who would call the alums to ask them to renew their gift to the annual fund.
Okay.
So I did that every year.
Yeah.
Yes. And when my girls, who are now 31 and 29, when they were attending the Boys and Girls Club of Venice, yeah. I was part of the Parent Advisory Board. In fact, I was president. I worked right along with their board, the renowned Collins family, yeah. actually, and the foundation to raise money for the Boys and Girls Club of Venice. So wow. I've been doing this work for a Ever. Very long time, just you know, personally and then professionally. My actual professional career started at the Midnight Mission, and it started at the Midnight Mission because I was actually a participant in their family housing program. I'm a graduate of the Midnight Mission's family housing program years ago. During my
know that name of that place, because it's in Inglewood, right?
It is. It
what,
is.
What's it called?
It's. I think now it's called Family Light or something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
Yes, it's, but it's Midnight Mission's family housing program. And so years ago, during my first marriage, that wasn't going so well at the time because my ex-husband was struggling with his addiction. Struggling with his addiction, alcohol, and cocaine mm-hmm. at the time. And anyway, we were trying to keep our marriage together, keep our family together. Yeah. He was, you know, just trying to stay clean. We went into a program called Bible Tabernacle in
okay.
Venice. And it was there that we met one of the directors of Midnight Mission's family housing program, who thought we'd be a great, you know, candidate family for their program. Mm. So we went into that program. It was because we were trying to save our marriage. We had found ourselves homeless, just in a world of trouble yeah. Financially and some other things because of the addiction. Mm-hmm. And we did have the desire to you know, that's how we were both raised. He was also he had been a youth minister at a period of time during his life as well.
Yeah.
And anyway,
just to get help. Yeah.
Yeah. Just so, to get help. Things happen. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen. And
absolutely.
So
life happens.
Life happens. Absolutely. And so my girls and I ended up at the family housing program. Mm. My ex-husband, unfortunately, at the time, did not stay in compliance with the program because he used and had relapsed. And so we were all supposed to leave at that point, actually, because, again, it was a family program.
Right.
And I tell you, I went to the president of the mission and the
you went
the,
all the way.
Yes,
to,
I,
was
I
it
went
Larry
to the,
at the time?
Yes, it was Larry Adamson. Mm-hmm. I went to him and to the chairman of the board, Steve Doan, at the time, mm-hmm. and I advocated for my family. I'm like, hey, you know what? You say this place is here for families
yeah.
to help them transition out of homelessness and save money and get their lives together. And I know that, you know, my husband has, you know, messed up, but I have these two little girls who are looking at me.
Okay.
You know, we need a home. I need to maintain a home and
yeah.
I need to save money so that, you know, we won't end up on the streets.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm.
And so, it was through that experience that I, you know, really got a first, you know, hand look at Skid Row and mm. what was happening even then at the time
yeah.
where we really should have done a lot of intervention at that time.
Yeah.
That was in the late 90s,
mm.
late 90s. And so I've had a passion for it ever since. And I got involved even when I completed the program. And that was just a God thing too. I was able to complete that program, save money, move out, you know,
yeah.
You know, keep my job. I never, you know, ended up missing work because of
wow.
the situation.
Where were you working at right
wow.
then?
At that particular point in time, I was working for Southwest Administrators. I wasn't in professional fundraising yet. But I was fundraising for the Boys and Girls Club of Venice
okay.
at the time.
Wow.
And no one even knew we were home. My kids didn't even know we were technically homeless.
Uh-huh. They were like, we've
yeah,
got
so that's that. So, so I just want to speak to that for a moment because
yeah.
that also really proves the importance of our programs
mm-hmm.
like Hope Gardens
yeah.
and Angela's House
mm-hmm.
to have that place for families that provides that foundation, that protection, that comfort.
Yes.
And it's a continuity that it provides.
Mm-hmm.
Your kids can go there and, you know, continue to live their lives,
exactly.
go to school, experience all the things that children should experience.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe they'll say, remember when we stayed at that special
absolutely.
Place
right.
rather
yes.
than
they didn't know until we were adults and we were kind of talking about it and they, you know, were really, you know, seeing what we do and then just being of service at the mission themselves, you
Amen.
Know, kind of growing up. They had no clue that they
wow.
that they were experiencing homelessness. So sure. that just speaks to the importance of those programs. And like I said, I had a passion for it since that time.
Yeah.
And fast forward a couple of years, found myself working.
So we're going to hold on to that cliffhanger right there. Mm-hmm. We're going to go into a break. And when we come back, you can tell us a lot more about what's going on with Kathy Ward and how awesome she is. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages. For additional information about Union Rescue Mission's programs and services and how you can help, visit us online at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host the Reverend Andy Bales. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is now the homeless capital of America, but Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control. But Union Rescue Mission's CEO, Pastor Andy Bales, says, whatever the reason is, really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God's love.
We are carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them.
Become a hero for hope when you automatically give each month or a one-time gift of $250. You will also receive a special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host, the Reverend Andy Bales.
Kathy, I hate to beat you to the punch, but I have a feeling Larry did not forget that fiery young lady who came in and advocated for her family. What happened next?
Mm-hmm. So you are absolutely right. He did not forget. So it's interesting because so we fast forward a couple of years, and I was working in accounting, and I have no love for accounting at all.
But numbers,
talent, but no love. Numbers,
yeah.
Numbers, but no love for accounting. Yes,
I can't do the numbers.
I was looking for something, and I was thinking about fundraising, actually grant writing to be exact. And I was like, you know what? I could probably go work for a nonprofit and write some grants and do some things. And a friend of mine that I also met while I was at the Midnight Mission called me and said that Larry was looking for an assistant, had heard that I was looking for a job and wanted to talk with me.
Wow.
And so, just to make a long story short.
Technically,
I did not want to be an assistant. I wanted to just jump right into fundraising.
Sometimes there's other roads we've got to take.
And so I was reluctant at first, but you know, somebody said, go and talk to Larry. So I did. I went and talked with Larry, and at our first meeting, he shared with me that he had two positions open, one for, executive assistant to the president, with him in his office, and then another one for, at the time, a manager of programs in education. Mm. And so it's like, you know what, I think I want to do the manager of programs in education. And so we continued to talk, and Larry said, you know, I just really think, you know, I want someone of your caliber, need someone of your caliber, mm-hmm. you know, in my office. Mm-hmm. We're going to launch a capital campaign and build a brand new mission. And I have, you know, board members that, you know, I will have to, you know, kind of manage in terms of their fundraising and involvement. And we have a campaign council that will be joining us to help us with that campaign. And I think you'd be great. You know, you're a people person. You know, you can write, you can talk, you can do, you know, I think you'd be great. This is what I need. Mm. So he really, you know, he talked me into it.
He did, didn't he?
Well, it was pretty, you know, good way to get in and move toward wherever you wanted to go.
It was God. It was all God.
You know
it
that.
It really was all God. Mm-hmm. So because again, I didn't want that position at first. I didn't.
Yeah.
And so you know, I accepted the position, and you know, just from the gate, I was involved with development.
All
you know,
of that. Yeah.
Just from the start, I was helping to steward donors. I was team writing grants. I was learning so much. Mm. We had this incredible campaign council that had joined us to really lay the groundwork for the Capitol campaign. Mm. I learned so much from them. I had no idea what I didn't know.
Right.
Really, I had no idea what I didn't know.
Yeah.
And so, I learned how to structure a campaign. I learned how to do charts. I learned, kind of both. I had kind of the art of fundraising, but I learned the science of fundraising, right?
Yes.
And so just learning all these wonderful things, the stages of fundraising, identifying and then, cultivating and then asking someone for a gift and then the stewardship. You know, really stewarding our donors and stewarding gifts. I learned all of that through this process before I was even in a formal development position.
Yes, yes.
And so just kind of you're learning and going along, doing events, even helping with, some of the public relations and, government affairs and things that you do every day, Kitty.
Yeah.
So even doing some of that. Mm. And then I made it known I would like to work in development.
What year was it that you built the new Midnight?
We opened, the grand opening was 2005.
Okay.
Yeah, just as I came.
Yes,
wow.
yes. Mm-hmm. We had been doing some, collaboration with Ralph Plum, who was your predecessor, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So
before.
Followed by Warren Curry.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yes, yeah. yes. So, we were all working together there on Skid Row. It was a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And so, so we launched in 2005, and in 2003 is when I became associate director of development, helping with just a lot of things, working on the campaign. Mm. 2005, I became director of development, running the entire department, but had already raised, quite a bit of money for the campaign.
Yeah.
And I was sold on fundraising professionally and then, of course, on supporting homelessness.
All of that, huh?
Yep, that's when I got to meet you and Mai at all the big events at Midnight.
Yes.
Well, we're out of time for that segment.
Yeah, but, so
we'll talk more in a minute.
All right, sounds good.
We'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter and unbearably hot in the summer, without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through us, lives are changed and hope is restored. That's why we are dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown L.A. We'd like to invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $22 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. And when you mention KKLA with your monthly or one-time donation of $250, you'll receive our very special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. Thanks for listening. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row.
So, Kathy, you became the director, but you weren't satisfied yet. What happened next in your life? And you didn't mention friendship and marriage to Orlando Ward, famous Orlando
the
Ward
famous
that I saw
Orlando
how many three times
Ward.
Last week I saw him and I hadn't seen him for years.
Right, yeah, about three times last week. So, yes. So it was at the Midnight Mission after I started working there as Larry's executive assistant that I met the one and only Orlando Ward. And I certainly didn't have any intention on meeting or dating anyone that I work with. But again, it was just a God thing.
Yeah.
Now, remember, I was divorced at this particular point in time,
right.
And I'd gone through a relationship with someone who was struggling with, you know, alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I was not in the slightest bit interested in
recovery.
Yeah, you know, being with anyone that was going through that.
Yeah.
And we started this friendship. I'll tell you exactly how it started.
We'll have him on sometime
yeah.
to find out the other part.
His side of the story.
So one day I was, you know, we're in Larry's. I was in Larry's office, and he called Orlando in to talk about something that was going on at the time. I think they were. They were strategizing about a, you know, plan to end homelessness, something. And so he called Orlando in to talk about it. And I have to say that he started talking, and I'd heard him talk before, but just, you know, just hi, how are you, or in a staff meeting or something. But they were talking some serious strategy and policy stuff, and I was into all that kind of stuff. I'm, you know, we won't go into it right now, but I'm definitely into, you know, advocacy, policy, politics,
yeah,
all of that.
So
started talking, and I turned and looked, and I was just, I could not believe just how, he hates when I say this, but how articulate he was about the subject matter.
So he got you with his wise strategy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That just,
he did that. Yeah.
That was
it. I was like, wow. Okay.
6'9" height. Yeah.
Had no idea that
it was his brain and his skill set and all of that.
Yeah, it was definitely that, because there was one time he was walking down the hall and I was like, he's too tall. He's just too tall.
That he's too tall or you're too short.
Right.
trying to defend him a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, we started, you know, working together on some things that, you know, Larry had going, and one day he asked me if he already knew this because I would be talking about different movies because I love movies. Mm-hmm. And so he knew that I liked movies. So one day he was like, do you like movies? And I just kind of looked at him because he knew I liked movies. I'm like, you know that I like movies. Yeah. Why? Are you? So then he's like, oh, well, there's this movie coming out. And then, you know, would you like to go to the movies? You know, just as friends.
What movie?
You know. It was, oh my goodness. It was, I can tell you, we saw it at Marina Del Rey. It was Angelina Jolie's movie.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
No, it wasn't Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It was Tomb Raider.
Oh,
is it Tomb Raider?
Okay,
yeah. Raider?
Yeah. Raider.
Tomb Raider.
Yes.
It was that movie.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
So he asked me to the movies, and, but, you know, just as friends, just as co-workers. Yeah, sure, no problem, because I like movies.
Mm.
And so.
Well, we are going to have you back.
For part two. Yeah.
For part two.
Yeah. But
thanks for sharing so much of your life and journey. And
absolutely.
And
my pleasure.
Most thankful for the fact that your journey and is now with us.
Yes,
so grateful for that.
Us,
so grateful. Yes. The journey continues.
So thank you, and repeat that if you want to get in touch with Kathy, kward@urm.org.
That's it. Please contact me. Happy to talk with all of you.
On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, I'm Kitty Davis Walker, the VP of Public Relations. Thank you for joining us. Tune in Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. and Saturday at 5:30 p.m. for more amazing stories from Skid Row. Don't forget to visit us online this week at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. May God bless you and keep you.
Better than a hallelujah.
You've been listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. If your heart is breaking as you hear a story that hits a little too close for comfort, then donate to Union Rescue Mission and help CEO Pastor Andy Bales help the men, women, and children of Union Rescue Mission find their way back home.
I'm compelled to do this as I try to practice what I preached over 30 years ago from Matthew chapter 25. I preached that the way you treat another hurting human being is the way you are treating Jesus himself.
Since 1891, the Union Rescue Mission has embraced men, women, and children experiencing homelessness with the compassion of Christ. Many are victims of circumstances by no fault of their own. It's people like these and others that Union Rescue Mission is offering hope, healing, and a way out of their tragic situation. But we can't do it without your generous donation. So please, help the Union Rescue Mission provide food, clothing, shelter, and other life-changing services for those desperately in need. And visit urm.org/KKLA to donate now.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.